And good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK. In the background, a very lovely vocalist from Italy. And we have her on the line, Letizia Gambi. This is introducing Letizia Gambi, produced by Lenny White, who will have on the air at 4 o'clock. And this is And I Think of You. Apocondria was preceding that. And this young lady was discovered by Lenny White because of her aggressiveness. And she can sing. And the all-star cast that she has with her is Gato Barbieri, Ron Carter, Chick Corea, Gil Goldstein, Wallace Rooney, Patrice Rushen, and, of course, Lenny White. Without any further ado, I'd like to say good afternoon to Letizia. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Wait a minute. Letizia. Let me see if we can get her on the air. Letizia, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Me.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Yes. Are you doing
very well? Thank you.
We appreciate you calling the WCLK audience, and you're calling from Italy, if I'm not correct, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm calling from Italy.
Isn't technology wonderful?
What?
I said, isn't technology wonderful that you're able to call from Italy?
Oh. Yeah. It's fantastic. That's also the way Lenny and myself could also work a lot on the music because of the technology, of course.
You have a great new release, and the audience wants to know what some of the great tracks are. Apocondria, would you explain that beautiful track that you did, the number two, what it means?
Well, Apocondria is a Neapolitan word. I'm from Napoli, I'm from Naples, and our dialect is like a language, it's not a simply dialect. And even because we have an old and very important tradition of theater and songs in Neapolitan, and it's a word that doesn't really have a translation, a clear translation in Italian, so also in English it's complicated, but it's some kind of nostalgia, melancholy. It's like the Brazilian saudade, you know, some kind of sadness that gets into your heart and it's very, very deep inside of you.
Oh, okay. Like nostalgia.
Nostalgia, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you can say that.
And the next one, did you write And I Think of You? That is such a beautiful song.
No, that one is also a cover of an old Italian song of 1976. I wrote another, we wrote together three songs on the record, but I also love it, And I Think of You. It's a very, very romantic song, and it's one of my favorites. That's why I decided to, you know, to put it in the record.
And Soli is so beautiful. What about Soli? Explain what Soli means and how you wrote that.
Soli is it's a love song. So it talks about you and I. We are here alone. Finally, after a long day, we can share the time together. I don't know what will happen in the future, but I'm happy to be with you now, basically. And it's an old song, and I love the arrangement. Bill Goldstein made it really special. This is also a cover that not many people they know in Italy because it was not a famous song of the 60s, and it's completely different. The vibe that we have here with his arrangement was really, really nice. I was so happy, and I'm also very happy that, you know, you appreciate it, and that many people, they like it, even if it's Italian, you know, not English.
Oh, I like it. I like this. In fact, I like the whole album. It's beautiful. It's very romantic, and the world needs more love, and you really express that through your songs. Also, another one, This one has been around a while. O Solo Mio, that's been around a while. Explain O Solo Mio.
Well, O Solo Mio It's interesting because let me explain one important thing. My idea was to, you know, I love jazz music and of course I love the jazz language, but I'm Italian, I'm from Naples, and I have my roots that are very, very strong, of course. So my idea was to use my culture, Neapolitan, Mediterranean culture, and to create a sound that could fuse what is my my roots and what is jazz American, black jazz American heritage. So, of course, Lenny White, which is my producer and the person who believed in me and that made everything happen for me, he really liked the idea of trying cultural fusion. And so all songs that are from on my record are basically this, a combination of two worlds and two different cultures that that also are very personal to me and very close to my heart. So this is the point. I translated a few old Neapolitan songs in English because I wanted to translate beautiful lyrics, and because usually people, they just ask, oh, what does it mean? What does it mean? And then when we decided to do O Sole Mio, to go back to your question, I didn't want to do it because it's so, you know, it's O Sole Mio, it's the most famous Italian song, even if it's Neapolitan, it's not Italian, it's Neapolitan dialect. And it's like, you know, oh my God, I don't want to do that. It's like, for Italians, it's like, a corny song?
Okay.
Something like, you know, because everybody used to do it also with the arrangements for opera singers, so very, very grandioso style. And when Lenny told me, Letizia, let me try to make an arrangement, and then you will tell me what you think. And, well, when I heard his arrangement that was completely different, that had a different rhythm, and it was very soft and sweet, I really, really liked it. And so we decided to do it. O Sole Mio is a love song, and O Sole Mio means my sun is you. My sun shines on your face. And even if it's, it talks about a sunny day after the storm when the air is fresh and the sky is clean, and it's fantastic. But more than that, I don't care about that because my sun is on your face.
My sun is on your face.
It's a serenade.
It's a serenade.
Yeah, it's a serenade.
You know, you've done so well with all these great lyrics, and I think a lot of the songs that people have listened to have shown how romantic you bring romance to the music. And originally, you were an opera singer, right?
Well, no, I have studied opera, but I started with my uncle is a professional opera singer. And my mom used to sing too, but I started with musicals. I started studying as dancer and musicals, and then theater, and then I made the audition for the academy, the Jazz Academy in Milano, and finally I went there for 5 years. I graduated and I started to sing, you know, some more jazz things, but always trying to use my culture and make it jazz, because I always thought that what's in my blood is true to me, and I can be really credible when I sing things that are part of my culture. And also, of course, I'm romantic, so I need to do that.
that's obvious. Well, that goes to the next question, the question of you.
Yeah.
That is one of the songs for my public that is listening. The question of you. Did you write that song?
No, it's another cover song.
Another cover
it's
song.
A Prince.
Prince song.
It's a Prince
song.
Yeah. It's a Prince song.
You made the song your own, though. It sounded like you wrote it.
That's great. This is a great compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, but I know it's a Prince song. But it's interesting. All your songs have passion in it. And I think that Lenny did a great job in terms of encouraging you to have the songs. You own those songs or everything. And for those of you who are listening to me right now, we're talking to Letizia Gambi. She has called us from Italy. And we want to thank her so much and we look forward to seeing her perform in the United States. And are you working on another release as well?
Yes, we are working now on the next record. We are still putting together, you know, the songs. Actually, today we just probably finished one song, and it will be. We will have more original songs, but we will continue to have this flair, this Italian Mediterranean flair, and some, and of course a jazz language that will put together my sound in a way that is a work in progress, because you know every day you discover a bit more of what you are or what you want to give. The important thing is that I can give some emotion to people. This is my personal goal, and that's why I work, and I hope, you know, to be able to do it.
I want to thank you so much, Letizia, for calling and for explaining about your life, about the music, and we look forward, most of all, you coming to the United States so we can see you perform.
Yeah. I can't wait to come back there. I was performing in New York in December and January, last December and January, and I can't wait to come back and to play my music for all of you. Thank you to give me this opportunity. Thank you. I want to really thank you, because I know you like really my music, and for an independent artist, it's very important to be able to be played on the radio, because at least people can know who I am and what I do, and it's very important. So thank you again, Jay.
No, thank you, Letizia, for taking the time out and calling and talking to the WCLK audience and the public. We want to thank you so much.